And I was complimented a lot of times as a kid for being mannerly and calling them people misters.
It's because your mother insisted on it.
My mother insisted on it. I've carried that through a lot of fellows that I don't know too well. I meet them, I say mister, call them mister. Well, when I stop and think about it, they're probably not, I'm as old as they are.
So. Yeah.
But it's a habit that that I formed as a kid, that, and I was always thankful that she she wrote me down on that, that I didn't learn to call this man by his first name.
Yeah. Well, some localities, this is such a habit. I mean, it just seems they never, the word yes never happens without a sir after it.
Yeah.
And
I suppose you find in a locality like that that you've got some pretty good parental influence,
mm-hmm.
or I don't know what to lay it to.
Well, not only that, I think in some places it's just it's not such a sign of manners or anything, but it's just the way the people talk.
Yeah.
I talked to a man down in Kentucky a while ago. He just gets sir all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well, once in a while he's a very very venerable, distinguished old man. He's 90 years old. But I really had to laugh. He came out, he called me old boy. And I thought, this is really funny, calling me old boy.
Chummy, huh? Old boy.
Well, old boy. And he was the one that was 90 years old. I felt kind of complimented that he.
I had something I thought of while you was gone that I wanted to tell you. But I can't think what it was now. It was concerning in the next house up here. Farmed that place for 15 years, and there was a man owned it, that he's a grandfather of the boy that lives on the place now, and he died here just a couple of years ago at 96 years old. And as I lived over there and farmed it, he lived up here by himself, and I would come around this way and take him to town, and some of the sayings of the old time sayings,
oh, yeah. Boy, that would have
really been worth writing down. And I've often thought that if I would have loved to have had a tape recorder like this and
mm-hmm.
just got into a conversation with him.
Yeah.
And another case that when we was in the cemetery, there was a man in Plymouth here. His name was Anthony and he'd been the first mechanic in Plymouth. He was a machinist by trade. And him and his brother-in-law run a machine shop on South Michigan Street, just across the river bridge. And he made the first repair on cars, on a car that came into Plymouth.
Hmm.
And he said he repaired the first car that ever came into Plymouth.
Oh, yeah.
And he said the bill was 25 cents.
Oh, boy. They charge that for lifting the hood nowadays.
Yeah, and, but he died here just not much over a year ago, and one of the people that knew him real well, a young woman about a little older than I am, we was talking at the funeral home, and she said what a wonderful thing it had been if he could, and he's up till just practically the last thing before he died. His mind was just as clear, and he could tell you most anything that happened, and he'd lived all around Plymouth there. He said, what a wonderful thing if they'd had a historical society couldn't have found anything better than a tape recording from a man of that caliber. You know, it's just too bad. And that was the same way with this Mr. His name was spelled, and he was...